This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks Sunday with key counterparts influential in the Middle East as the United States seeks to de-escalate deadly clashes between Israel and the Palestinians. Blinken spoke by phone to officials in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and France. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the secretary called on all parties to de-escalate tensions and bring a halt to the violence between Israelis and Palestinians. The calls follow the deadliest day yet in the nearly week-long flare-up as Israeli strikes killed 42 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Blinken's calls came a day after President Joe Biden called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, to express to both his grave concern over the deteriorating situation and urge both sides to show restraint. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Sunday for an immediate ceasefire among Israelis and Palestinians after the week of fighting has killed at least 180 Palestinians and 8 Israelis. Guterres told an emergency online meeting of the Security Council Sunday that the fighting must stop immediately. China, Norway, Tunisia were the countries who called the rare Sunday meeting of the Security Council. Guterres said the UN is actively working with all sides toward reaching an immediate ceasefire to end what he called the, quote, senseless cycle of bloodshed, terror, and destruction. UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Agency, said Sunday that over the past week, at least 55 Palestinian children and 2 children in Israel were among those killed. More on this and all the stories we're following at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan hopes to entice investors and secure pledges to pay off its arrears to the International Monetary Fund at a conference in Paris on Monday that would pave the way for wider relief on external debt of at least $50 billion. Sudan has a lot of debt, but recently made rapid progress toward having much of it forgiven under the IMF and World Bank's program to aid highly indebted poor countries. Sudan is emerging from decades of economic sanctions and isolation under former President Omar al-Bashir, who was ousted by the military in April 2019 after an uprising. A transitional government appointed under a military-civilian power-sharing deal is trying to pull the country out of a deep economic crisis. Inflation is at over 300%, and there are shortages of basic goods. Fighting between government security forces and Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan resumed in the early hours of Sunday, ending a 3-day ceasefire declared by the adversaries to mark Islamic Eid al-Fitr festival. The Afghan army confirmed its forces started offensive, clearing, and counterterrorism operations in districts close to Lashkar Gah, the capital of southern Helmand province. It claimed the ensuing clashes killed at least 20 Taliban rebels, including a key commander. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani spoke to his military commanders Saturday night by video conference to discuss the post-ceasefire situation. Taliban officials have not commented on post-truce insurgent operations in the country, nor on the situation in Helmand. The hotly contested province has been the scene of intense fighting since May the 1st. That's when the United States and NATO allies formally began their final troop pullout from Afghanistan. And members of a militia opposed to the coup by the Myanmar military on Sunday pulled back into the jungle of western Myanmar following days of fighting with the army as the United States and Britain condemn military violence against civilians. Mindot, a city of about 40,000 people in the western Chin state of Myanmar, has become a hotspot for the civilian movement against the military government, which seized power in a coup February 1st. Some Mindot residents have formed the Chinland Defense Force, which said in a statement Sunday that 6 of its members had been killed by the junta. After 3 weeks of fighting, the army has battled local people, but fighters pulled back after days of assaults by army combat troops backed by artillery. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.